I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A half century ago, Martin Luther King Jr. stood atop the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington and delivered his I Have a Dream speech. And today, on the 50th anniversary of that march on Washington in 1963, the nation's first African-American president stood on that same spot to speak to the nation. President Obama praised all those who marched for civil rights 50 years ago. And as you can hear in this excerpt from the president's speech this afternoon, he also noted how the March on Washington resonated widely and globally.
Because they marched, America became more free and more fair, not just for African Americans, but for women and Latinos, Asians and Native Americans, for Catholics, Jews, and Muslims, for gays, for Americans with disabilities. America changed for you and for me, and the entire world drew strength from that example. Whether the young people who watched from the other side of an iron curtain and would eventually tear down that wall, or the young people inside South Africa who would eventually end the scourge of apartheid. Those are the victories they won, with iron wills and hope in their hearts. That is the transformation that they wrought with each step of their well-worn shoes. That's the debt that I and millions of Americans owe those maids, those laborers, those porters, those secretaries, folks who could have run a company maybe if they'd ever had a chance, those white students who put themselves in harm's way even though they didn't have to. Those Japanese Americans who recalled their own internment, those Jewish Americans who had survived the Holocaust, people who could have given up and given in, but kept on keeping on, knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
President Obama this afternoon at the ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington.